In 2007, Indiana had no large wind turbines. By 2009, the state's 600-plus turbines produced enough energy to power nearly 400,000 homes.
Indiana was the fastest-growing wind development state in the country during 2008 and 9 or so.
Chad Martin is an extension specialist at Purdue University. He's basically a resource for landowners and county governments that are interested in wind development. Martin says the wind industry took off in Indiana for three key reasons. First, a strong wind resource. 300 feet above the ground, wind speeds can reach 45 miles an hour, which is really good for generating energy. Second, actually, is the state's agriculture industry. Flat land, low population density, it's the perfect place to build a wind farm. And three?
One of the primary, you know, drivers initially with the development of wind in Indiana was our access to viable transmission.
Meaning the power grid. The grid is kind of like a bunch of train tracks, delivering passengers, or in this case, energy. And Indiana is the train station. It's where everything intersects, which makes it fairly economical to transmit Indiana's wind energy to Ohio, Virginia, even North Carolina.
So what it amounted to is early in the phase, we were a net exporter of power.
And that's lucky, because renewable energy is still expensive.
Wind was a resource that was cost prohibitive.
Brian Bergsma is Indiana Michigan Power's communications director. Local utilities like I&M do buy and sell wind energy made in the state.
Wind has become more affordable, as has solar. Now, they are not as affordable as our traditional baseload resources, coal, natural gas.
But these local utilities can only buy so much. So from 2007 to 2009, it was great that investors could sell this energy out of state, too. The amount of power generated by turbines increased 650% over that period. But that number dropped to just 14% between 2013 and 2015. Martin says markets are watching federal energy policy.
Clean Power Plan is obviously the big player.
The Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Power Plan aims to promote greener energy production, like wind, but it's tied up in a court challenge.
How are we going to effectively invest in these newer technologies? That's really kind of an unknown at this point as well.
Martin says because of this, utilities are hesitant to sign long-term deals to buy more wind power.
It's really a challenge, very much a challenge for these utility companies to be able to provide a service to these communities and individuals and homes and businesses with low-cost energy with a lot of these unknown variables.
But this doesn't stop everything. The developers, the people who actually build wind farms, they don't want to stop investing because they have a tax incentive to build now. The federal tax credit for wind development expires in 2020, and there's no guarantee it'll be renewed.
There's a hurry-up-and-wait aspect for the developments that occur.
In addition to regulatory uncertainty, there are other challenges. Some residents who live next to wind turbines say they're noisy and the rotating blades act like a strobe light. Martin says there isn't much independent research on the health effects of wind farms, but he does say the economic benefits are pretty certain.
The way that that project in White County has impacted that community, it doubled the tax valuation in that community. So all of a sudden that creates some additional viability for services, schools, and roads, and so on.
And the counties that do continue developing wind farms will be hoping for a similar outcome. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen.